Josh, I don't know if you saw this, but Chris Thompson, running back for the Redskins, says he doesn't want his family coming out because of the crowd here in Philly. How do you take that?
I don't get into that, man. You know, I know that he's coming here to play a football game, and I know that's more important to him. And that's what's important to us. You know, we don't get into, what goes on outside of this locker room, and that's the most important thing about this team.
When you face a team for the second time in a short, short period of time, do you look for anything different, or how do you prepare for them the second time around?
Man, just prepare like we do every week. You know, that's attention to detail. You know, going out, coming out with a lot of energy. You know, just pay attention to. Of course, we will go back and watch the first game, and that'll probably switch some things up. But you know. The main thing is just focusing on us, you know, making this game about us, which we do every week.
Do you see anything different from their offense that maybe are they a little more cohesive now than they may have been before? Do you see anything in terms of how they're playing?
Well, I'll say this. I think that the defensive line, we're going to have our best game because, that's, I think, probably the best O-line that we're going against all year. We're going to have a really good group of guys that's been playing on a high level, lately. And I think it's going to start up front. You know, we have to play our best game.
How does this start different than in years past when you guys have gotten off to great starts?
We just have to continue, man. We just got to know how to deal with success. And I think this team we're doing a really good job at it. You know, the time I've been here, I think this team is, kind of dealing with it, accepting it, and moving on. You know, kind of that 24-hour thing. We got to win. Now let's move on to the next opponent and see how consistent we can be.
How much about that is being critical of your own performance and everybody really looking at what they did wrong as opposed to what they did right?
You got to be critical of yourself. You know, you just can't take it as, oh, yeah, I had a good game. But I think this league is about, I know this league is about who can be consistent in and out. And if you're hard on yourself and you're hard on the guys around you, I think the most important thing is that, we trust each other, we compete against each other, and we hold each other accountable to every action that's taken.
They've been really strong in their running game, and that's also been one of the strengths of your defense is stopping the run. Do you think that's, going to be a key battle on Sunday?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, man, I think that they have probably the best O-line that we'll face all year. And with that being said, I think we've been doing, which I know we've been doing a great job of making teams in negative yardage situations on first and second down, which give us a chance to go run, to rush on third down. I think that we have to do that first, make Kirk one-dimensional. In order to win this game.
When the offensive line is their strength, the defensive line is your strength, and there's a familiarity, is there a little bit more talking that goes on during the game amongst the division foes than there is, and maybe particularly with this line, than the others?
You can't get caught up in all the talk. We have to focus on what goes on our side of the ball. We'll focus on what goes on the D-line and the guys behind us, because if we worry about all the other distractions that's going on outside of the locker room, then, we're not preparing the way we should.
Thanks, Coach.